What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this Out of the Crypt review for Alien Isolation. Now, if you haven't been following along, an Out of the Crypt review is basically me going back before I had a podcast, back when I had a blog, and actually taking those blogs and pulling them and making them into podcast episodes. Now, for example, Alien Isolation, I played it a couple years after its release. I played it in 2017. So when I do this review, you're getting my thoughts on how I felt when I completed that game in 2017. If I tried to review that game now in 2023, having not played it for all these years, I would not be doing the game service. So you're actually getting my real thoughts on that game after I had completed it. So with that being said, let's jump in and let's talk about Alien Isolation. So gamers, up until the week before I started playing this game, I had never seen either Alien or Aliens. I started watching the movies right when Alien 3 came out, and from there, I was never just a huge fan of it. I always preferred Predator over Alien. But I always heard watching the first game would give me a better appreciation for the Aliens movie franchise. So I'm glad I watched them because it made me really get into the game. And this game is filled with so many nods to the original movie that would have flown over my head. I say that because this game, you have to understand, is more survival horror than the survival action game that Aliens, aka Alien 2, really was. That game had a lot of action and whatnot. The first Alien is very slow, it's survival horror, and that is what this game is. Not gonna lie, it did take me a little bit to get used to the first few levels of this game. And then it happens. You see the glimpse of an alien as it grabs somebody while hanging off some chains, and that is very similar to the first movie. And I gotta tell you, after that moment, my heart was pounding, and I was rushing as fast as I could to get to the exit of that room. This game is great. It fills you with so much suspense. There are moments you just can't take it. The sound of the alien crawling in the vents and the sounds of his heavy footsteps are two sounds I don't know that I ever got used to hearing that didn't make me panic and look around in fear. The developers were very smart in making the alien AI not only random, but also making it so you could not do anything to hurt the alien. If you heard or seen the alien, you had better find a place to hide. Later in the game, you do get a flamethrower that will cause the alien to retreat, but it will be back. Not knowing when the alien would reappear, rather you hear it or not, was just an extra layer of suspense in the game. Because there are times that you will hear the alien, but it's nowhere near you. There's times you might see a glimpse of it, but it just keeps moving on. So you just never know when you're actually in trouble. There was one instance that I had no idea it was around, only to open a door and bam, it's standing right in front of me, and I had no time to do anything but die. There's also a time that I went to save at a save point. You have to manually save at this game, and right as the game was about to save, it has three lights that have to light up, and that allows you to save. Well, right when I got to the second light, the damn alien got behind me and killed me. It was a moment of frustration, but I'm not gonna lie, it was also a cool moment seeing that you were never really safe. It just added to the game. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I'm not a person too concerned with graphics, but I will say that this game has some average graphics. Now, I played this game on a PS4. Not bad, but it's also not mind-blowing either. But what is great about it is the art style is what I will refer to as retro future. What I mean by that is the game is set in a good ways in the future, several hundred years, but everything looks like it came out of what the original late 70s movie envisioned the future would look like. From the DOS computers to the desk items, all look like they did from the movie. This really makes you feel like you were part of the franchise. Had I not watched the movies, I might have missed this or not understood, but it totally works in this game. Also, some points in the game, you see out the windows into space and see a planet or other parts of the ship, and it honestly is an amazing sight. The story sees you, Amanda, daughter of the series protagonist Ellie Ripley, trying to locate the black box on the ship your mother blew up in the first movie. Now, once you board the ship that has the black box, it all goes south. The ship has been decommissioned, leaving people struggling for survival, and there has been a shady side of things as well, which is why you have the alien on board anyway. Just playing the game, you won't get a lot of the story, but reading all the computer terminals, you will find there is a lot going on. While you got some backside information to this, I gotta be honest with you, it wasn't great that way. I would have preferred to see a few more cutscenes, maybe a few more ways to kind of infer this other than just getting it off of computer terminals. You could spend the entire game really not knowing what is going on. When you do find the black box, it really doesn't do enough with the message to make up for that. It's not a bad story, but it's also not great. Okay, so I talked about some of the good points, but let's talk about some of the bad points as well. The ship you're on is huge, but you really only see a few areas. And most of those areas you do see, you'll see going and you'll see coming. That's because this game is filled with backtracking. Look, I get a lot of open world or hub games have you going to certain places a few times, but this game doesn't even give you much of an extension to the places it sends you to. You might go to medical, but once you're done there, it's straight back to your starting point. The ship is huge. There could have been some more variety. You could have went to medical and found a different way back to where you were at, as opposed to going from point A to B and B back to A. Another issue is no matter how great and random the alien AI is, during chapters where it's not random but purposely tracking you, it can honestly feel a little over cheap. Chapter 10 is the worst with this, the way the alien is just always there. Now, by then you do have the flamethrower, and that helps, but it's a long level. There's scarce ammo, and it's filled with backtracking. All that backtracking just put you right in the alien's path over and over. Now, there are droids on the ship, and they're also an issue, though not as bad, and they do add a little bit of combat, so that's kind of a little nice variety. But once you get into the middle of the game, where you introduce to the advanced droids, and they, for some reason, are on par with the alien. Now, here's the thing. For the most part, from chapters 1 through 9 and from 14 to 17, none of those issues are regular enough to bother you. In fact, chapter 5 has the alien stalk you, but it is so damn suspenseful that it didn't come off as cheap to me. Those issues might still be there, but they are not in the forefront like they are in chapters 10 through 13. Those chapters really add nothing and felt like they were just there to pad the game's runtime, leading to a game that would have been epic at like 10 hours, but it drug it out to the 20-hour mark. I often felt like quitting during the middle section, which is a shame because those last levels are great. As I mentioned, the game has a manual save points, which I think added to the suspense of the game, but I would have liked to have seen a few more checkpoints that autosave. Not a lot, but dying during those longer levels just to have to complete annoying sections over and over again really didn't help my frustrations with this game. I would have also liked facehuggers not to be an auto-death. One last negative. The ending, to me, was dumb. Aliens are walking in space all over the ship with no issue, and the last 2 minutes of the game just feels like they were trying to hook you in for a sequel. Now, when it comes to trophies and fun factor, this is 2023 me talking, and I gotta say, overall, I enjoyed this game. Yes, the chapters 10 through 13, they are long and they feel like they're just there to be there. But for the most part, man, there are moments when I talk about putting the controller down because my heart was beating so fast, that legitimately happened to me multiple times. Like, there are times that I was just like, wow, this is what survival horror should be. Trophies themselves are not bad. It's one of those games you kind of walk away, you know, if you're lucky, about 50% of them, because some of them are beating it on hard and doing multiple different things. But overall, a lot of fun with this game, minus the middle part and the trophies. You're going to get a nice little collection. Now, in closing, I have to say that before and after I got to those middle chapters, I was loving this game. The last few chapters in particular are just visually and gameplay-wise awesome. Had this game trimmed the fat, I think it would have been one of, if not the best licensed games out there. If I ignore the middle, I could easily give this game an 8.5. But since I can't, I have to go with a solid 7. It's pretty cheap now. I definitely recommend picking this game up. 2023 me, looking back at this, I was pretty harsh on this game. And that's kind of odd to me because, man, I talk highly of this game in a lot of other episodes. I know my good friend Hulk and Yoda over at Lost at Sea Gaming, great gaming podcast right here on Spotify as well. We've talked about our love for this game. But I definitely think when I got done with this game, I was feeling the frustrations from those middle chapters because I do visually remember how awesome those final chapters were and just how tense the beginning was. So it seems like one of those games that was just a little too bloated for its own good. Gamers, I would love to know your thoughts on Alien Isolation. Let me know, thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com, thegraveyardgamer on Instagram, or thegraveyardg on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.